You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The genius behind BrownZone.com. How's that sound? That's got to make it feel good. I said that. The genius behind BrownZone.com. He is a longtime friend of the show, Scott Petrak. He is on the fan hotline. Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Scotty.
I wanted to put my head through the TV yesterday. I mean, I'm still sitting here rooting for a three-win team to pick up their fourth win, but it felt like a preseason game watching that thing yesterday. Everything about it felt preseason except for the weather. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it was rough to me. And it's not the first time this season. It just showed all the shortcomings, all the problems that this team, this organization has, were all on display yesterday. Whether it's, you know, penalties, special teams issues that keep cropping up, you know, quarterback throwing some interceptions. Saw the defense have a little bit of issues, again, put in terrible spots. Couldn't get anything going offensively. Don't score a touchdown, right? I mean, we've seen that it multiple times this year, and then we see them all in one game, and it's 8 degrees, and you get beat by 28 points.
You a little surprised the defense has given up, or the Browns have given up 31 points in each of the last two games?
Yeah, a little bit, and I think we see some cracks in the run defense. There are two big plays against the Titans that Jim Schwartz pointed to yesterday. I thought DeAndre Swift had some good runs on the edges. You know, they probably miss Malik Collins inside. Sure, but they're also put in bad spots, which isn't an excuse for anything, but it just, I think it explains, you know, when the other team starts their first two possessions in your territory or real close to midfield, that's tough. And when, you know, you have a couple turnovers that are deep inside your territory, that's tough as a defense. Now, could they play better? Sure. They weren't dominant by any stretch. I think it starts with the run game. They missed Denzel Ward yesterday. You know, Miles Harden missed some tackles. You know, he played a bunch of snaps for Ward at corner. And I thought he missed some tackles that were important in the game, early in the game, on some big plays. So I think those are all the explanations for why the defense struggled. And I think we're still going to look back at the end of the year and go, man, this is a top five defense in this league. But it hasn't been as dominant as you would hope
the last couple of weeks.
All right, the million-dollar question after every game, your evaluation of Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, he did nothing yesterday to convince me that he was the long-term answer or to convince me, oh, there's no way that he can be the long-term answer. I thought the field position put him in some difficult spots early. I don't think he got a lot of help with some of the drops and some of the protection. Obviously, the Jerry Jeudy touchdown that turned into an interception is the biggest example of that. He threw a couple of great deep balls to Isaiah Bond, and we've seen enough of that in his time at Colorado and then in his short time as a starter that I think we can say that he's a really good deep thrower of the ball, and that matters in this league where you're looking for the explosive plays, and the Browns were without them for so long this year that that's certainly a welcome change. And then he had a couple of bad mistakes. The two other interceptions besides the Jeudy one, I think he just didn't read the coverage correctly and didn't expect the defender to be dropping there. It's especially certain on the first one. The second one, I think he misread the coverage, and then the throw wobbled a little bit. And, you know, a perfect throw might have been able to get over that dropping defensive back, but a wobbler, or, you know, wobbler might be a little too strong, but, you know, it wasn't a tight spiral, allowed the defender to get back and get up in the air and pick it off. And, you know, he held the ball too long. And we're seeing that that's just part of it, and I think it's part of it for a lot of rookies. He wound up taking 5 sacks yesterday, and I thought he had the chance to get rid of the ball on some of those. He's doing a better job stepping up and not taking the really deep sacks. I still think he needs to speed up the clock. But none of that, to me, says, oh, he can't be the guy. But did he take a next step after the 364 and 4 touchdowns against the Titans? No. It was, you know, I don't think he improved on that. So I think it's wait and see, and you need to see more of him, and I want to see more of him because I do think, and I've always thought, there is a good amount of potential there.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Scott, we all know that coaching staffs don't survive 3-win seasons back-to-back. If this one does, depending on how it finishes, you know, they could win as many as 6. Which we don't think is likely. If they survive, what's that tell us?
It tells you that the people making the decisions, so the ownership, the Haslams, knew that it was going to be really difficult to win this year and do not blame Kevin Stefanski and the coaches for having so many rookies on the roster and not in having such an unsettled quarterback situation from the day this started, right? From the offseason through now, it's been an unsettled situation. And really believe that Kevin Stefanski is the right guy to lead this turnaround. But it's mostly about, yeah, it's not his fault for this season. And you can make that argument. I mean, we could sit here and I could make that argument. I just think it's a really hard argument to make. And I don't know. I know that a lot of people don't want to hear that argument when the Browns are 6-25 in the last almost two seasons.
If, let's just say, there's a change that's made, does a change have to be made in the front office as well? Because then Kevin would take the hit for a roster loaded with rookies and not loaded with talent, despite one good draft here.
Yeah, I think that's one of the million-dollar questions, right? It starts with, does anybody get fired? And then if people do get fired, is it everybody or only, you know, the coaches? Or I guess you could do it the other way, too, only the GM. I feel like it needs to be a package deal. I don't think Andrew Berry should, you know, let's assume if it's a fire situation or not, right? I don't think that he should not pay the price for the roster that he's assembled the last 2 years. Now, you could make the argument that, hey, they still could have won games this year, and they could have beaten the Jets if special teams were better, and, you know, they could have beaten the Titans if special teams were better, and X, Y, and Z. But the roster plays into the reason that the special teams has been so bad. It's a bunch of undrafted rookies on that special teams unit, and Bubba Ventrone's trying to get those guys to cover kicks better and block better so the punts don't get blocked, all of that. So I just don't think you can separate it, and I'm not sure that one really good draft class that we're seeing with this these rookies is enough to make up for the moves that Andrew Berry's made over 6 years that haven't worked. I just don't think it's enough if that's the way the Haslam's decide to go. If they decide to fire Kevin Stefanski, I don't think the 2025 draft class would be enough to save Andrew Berry.
I would agree with you.
Here's the other thought I have on this too, that because I keep wondering, okay, if you're going to, let's say Kevin survives and Kevin is back for another year next year. I mean, you're automatically starting him on the hot seat. It's day one. And is that the way to go through a season no matter what you're looking at? I mean, do you need your head coach to be on a hot seat day one? That I don't know that that's beneficial or even just helpful for anything.
It's certainly a difficult situation, and we've seen it before. I remember trying to ask Romeo Crennel that before one season, and I cornered him in a hallway because I just needed to ask him that one question. And so it's a tough spot. It's not the first time it's happened. If it happened, it wouldn't be the first time it happened here, and it certainly wouldn't be the first time it happened across the league. But it is a difficult spot to be in as a coach, as an organization. It's hard. And, maybe the Browns should have done a better job lowering expectations before the season. I'm not sure anybody had super high expectations, but, you know, I think the Haslam believed it, that they should win more games this year than they won last year. And maybe that was unreasonable given, you know, like they had 14 rookies on the roster right now. So maybe that's unreasonable, and we talked about the quarterbacks. But I know that it's really difficult if you're the fans to sit through three wins or whatever this season turns out to be. And I think there's a perception that comes into this, a public perception. And if you're the Haslams, how do you generate excitement during this offseason coming off 3-14 or whatever this season turns out to be? I think that's really difficult. And just saying, yeah, we're bringing the same coach back, that doesn't do it when I know a lot of these fans are ready for a new coaching staff. Now, I'm not saying that's the reason you fire someone, but I'm sure if you're ownership, you take that into consideration. What's the temperature of the fan base, and how do we generate excitement? And maybe Shedeur Sanders is enough to generate that excitement. If you commit to Shedeur and say he's the guy and he plays well the last 3 weeks, but I think it's an interesting spot for this organization to be in coming off what looks like they're going to be two awful seasons in a row.
Scott Patrick joining us, brownzone.com, where you can read all of Scott's work, and does a great job of covering the Browns and then giving analysis afterwards. Really good stuff. The offensive line got old fast, got injured fast.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do there? I mean, the Bears basically redid their offensive line. Can you see anybody on this team who they're thinking right now, yep, this guy's back as a starter next year? Or is everybody in question?
Right. Well, before I say that, that's part of the Andrew Berry discussion, right?
Like, yeah.
This happened on his watch, and he hasn't drafted anybody above the third round, offensive line-wise, since Jedrick Wills with the first pick he made in 2020.
Yep.
So that's all part of this. As far as next year, yeah, I think there's a chance Ethan Posick, you know, I know he has the torn Achilles. I think you probably can pay him cheap and bring him back and hope he can be the center, but you have to have an alternative. DeJuan Jones will come back. You can't count on him to stay healthy all year because he hasn't done it in his first three seasons in the league. So
if Joel wants to play, he's back, right?
Right. If Joel wants to play, he's back. And he hasn't indicated one way or the other. I'm sure another bad season makes it harder to come back. But, you know, he talks a lot about his body, and Joe Thomas told him to keep playing as long as you can. So I'm not ready to say he won't come back. But I would expect to see at least four new starters on this line. I think that would be – it just makes sense because everybody's in their last year of their contract, 30-plus, or coming off an injury. So I think you're going to see wholesale changes across that offensive line. But you could see, maybe Joel sticks or, one of those other guys hangs around.
All right, Scott, thank you. Hey, don't forget to get your credentials through the Bills this week because the stadium is going to be Buffalo. It's going to be Buffalo.
Yeah,
West.
I know. Right?
Right.
I know Myles Garrett could set that sack record, and I'm sure people will cheer, but there's going to be a lot of blue and red there.
Oh, man, it's going to be crazy. All right, thank you, Scott. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.